and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Tuesday, December 16th. Yesterday after the show, I, again, Groundhog Day, cleared the driveway. Got Mr. Snoop in the back of the Yukon and drove up to see Dr. Jeff, 4 o'clock appointment at the Sioux Animal Hospital yesterday. Mr. Snoop was due for his shots, his vaccines. We do them every December, the end of the year. That way it's easy for me to remember when he's due, his annual shots. But also, he's had this hacking, gagging sound, very violent cough. All of a sudden, just sitting there or sleeping in his bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I hear this, and I'm like, what the heck? Wakes me up every morning, go back to sleep, do the show, let him outside. He's fine, but he's got to do it at 2 o'clock in the morning when I'm sleeping. So I said to Dr. Jeff, I said, you know what? You got to figure out what's going on with my dog. So with me helping him a little bit, we opened up his mouth, and he looked down in there. And he's like, oh, one of his tonsils is swollen. And I'm like, okay, what does that mean? And he's like, well, basically, something's going on. And I said, yeah, what is it? He said, well, let me do an x-ray of his throat and his chest to rule out what's not the issue, and then we'll talk about it. So Kara came in and did the x-rays, came back, looked at the x-rays. Nope. Throat is clear. Chest is clear. I think what it is he's having a reaction to that swollen tonsil. He feels like there's kind of like a, you know, when you eat popcorn and you get a corn husk down your throat and you try to cough or you drink something to swallow it to get it to go down. Well, his tonsil being swollen feels like there's something stuck in his throat. And so what he's doing, Jeff thinks, is he's gagging, trying to expel it. The only problem is the tonsil's attached. So guess what? Not happening. And as a result, it's probably aggravating the tonsil and making it even get more swollen. So he thinks that maybe perhaps the tonsil is infected. So he gave me this huge dose of antibiotics and an anti-inflammatory for him. And Mr. Snoop likes it because I roll it up in American cheese and give it to him, so he just swallows it whole. He doesn't chew it or anything. He just loves his cheese, but he swallows it, swallows the pill and everything. So we started the antibiotics last night, the anti-inflammatory, and he only coughed once so far this morning. Again, at about 3 o'clock, 3:30, but he only did it once instead of two or three times. So we'll see how that goes. We'll talk to Jeff about the whole thing tomorrow. He'll be on. If you have any questions for Dr. Jeff, ask the vet. He'll be in from 9:15 to 9:30 tomorrow morning, Wednesday. I got a question for you guys. Did I see this, miss this story? Did I miss this increase that I've never seen before, ever? Can somebody please explain this to me? The signs on I-75 for a regular two-axle vehicle, a car, an SUV, a pickup truck, whatever, $4 is the toll to cross the Mackinac Bridge. So obviously, driving from Antrim County up to see Dr. Jeff yesterday, I had to cross the Mackinac Bridge. $4. Well, they only take debit or credit cards. I guess they don't take cash anymore. So instead of handing her a $5 bill and getting a dollar back with a receipt, I had to use a card. So I used the card, and on the screen it said you paid $4.09. $4.09. What's the 9 cents for? Can anybody explain to me what 9 cents is? I don't know what that is. Now, I guess, what is that, 2.5%, maybe? Where's the calculator? Calculator, $4 plus 2.5% is 4.10. So maybe it's 2.49%. And they only charge the service fee, but it shows up on the screen. And I checked my bank this morning, and sure enough, $4.09. So I just wasn't aware that they were adding the service charge. Don't they need to change their signs? Because evidently they're not taking cash, so you have to use a card. Credit card service fee, Captain Jeff, absolutely. One of the things is I just don't like not being told in advance. That's the problem I have. If I'm not told in advance and it ends up being something other than what's advertised, it's on the signs, then I'm like, okay, I'm being ripped off. Now, I know it's only 18 cents crossing and then coming back home, but it's just the gotcha thing that ticks me off. And it said it on the screen, you paid $4.09, and I'm like, okay, but wait a minute, the sign says $4, whatever. Just something that just irks me whenever it happens. If you're going to charge me, tell me you're going to charge me a service fee. Oh, by the way, sir, we have to add the service fee of 9 cents to the $4 fee. No problem. I understand business, which is what the Mackinac Bridge is. I get it. You want to pass the convenience fee, they call it, onto the consumer. But wait a minute. Isn't it their policy where they weren't going to take cash anymore because of the China virus? They didn't want the germs on the money given to the toll workers at the booth there at the bridge. I get it. For their safety, they don't want to touch cash. But it's their policy that says we're not taking cash anymore. You got to use a card. Well, if you got to use a card, then don't charge me the credit card processing fee. Right? I'm just, this is driving me crazy. Oh, I did not know that. The bridge was temporarily closed last night. Some reports indicated an attempted suicide, but fortunately they were able to intervene and rescue the individual. Well, obviously we pray for that person because they have some mental health issues going on. Penny Chambers, call the Michigan or Mackinac Bridge Authority and get a MAC pass. Okay. What is a MAC pass? I have no idea. I don't cross over that much, so I'm not sure. Cliff Tolini, County Commissioner, Chairman of the Board of Commissioners there in Presque Isle County. Who is the moron decided no cash, no cash? Cash is king. Nope. Governor, I think it was an executive order back in 2020. I think it was the end of 2020, right before the Michigan Supreme Court ruled all of her executive orders as being unconstitutional. But yeah, they stopped taking cash a while back. Credit cards only. The Bridge Authority never reports on that type of news for obvious reasons. Well, first of all, that would have to be a monumental, not only moral mistake, but a horrible way to go. Because the wind and the snow that was blowing yesterday across that bridge, they had semis on, if you listen and monitor the radio station that the Mackinac Bridge Authority owns and publishes their information about the bridge, the weather conditions, they said semis had to slow down to 20 miles an hour and put their hazards on and stay in the right lane. There was high winds, and they were warning people, especially motorhomes and semis, to slow way down. Why would they want them to slow way down? The slower you go, the more your center of gravity stays over your tires. The faster you go, the more you have a tendency to start to lift and hydroplane the tread of the tire off of the road you're on, or in this case, the Mackinac Bridge. You create just a little bit of enough hydroplane with those high winds, the semis can tip over. 53-foot dry cargo van, maybe not loaded, empty, or very little weight. That is definitely, definitely a recipe for blowing over on that bridge. You slow down, you keep your weight impacting on the tread of the tire. There's no hydroplaning happening. You're staying complete contact with the bridge pavement. The winds can blow all they want. It's going to reduce your probability of tipping that van over. That's why they did it. Oh, Captain Jeff, there should be a sign indicating an additional charge somewhere. I wasn't aware of the additional charge. I have a MAC pass. Well, $4.09. Not $4 like the sign says. I'm Chuck Arandy. Short break. We'll be right back.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizen's ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today's first hour. Dawn in Carp Lake, Mac Pass. Minimum purchase is $50. Put on an account. You put a sticker in your front window below the rear view mirror. Mac Pass saves money for frequent trips over the bridge in 24 hours. It's only $4 for a round trip versus $8. Faster travel if Mac Pass Lane is open for use, like an express lane for the locals, if one is open. Sign up at the Bridge Authority's website. Thank you, Don. Now, I did see, though, the sign, the electronic sign, that said that the Mac Pass and the Express lanes were not open yesterday. Probably due to the snow, blowing, high winds, swirling around. Maybe the cameras, the scanners aren't able to scan the Mac Pass. I don't know, but that's what the sign said. They had the Express lane closed, only cash lane. Well, it's not cash anymore. The credit card lane was open. So, and it was actually only one lane. Not that much traffic. And so they only had one lane open when I crossed over. So, pretty interesting concept. So you basically pre-purchase trips. But if it's within 24 hours, like mine was, it would only been $4 for a round trip versus $8. So I could have saved $4.09 is what you're saying, Don, right? So, okay, I want to just make sure I understand how that works. Let's see. No charge to have one. You charge, you fill up the account with your credit card. Best part is your bridge fee is half price if you complete it within 36 hours. You get charged $4 initially, and if you return within 36 hours, there's no charge. Cool. But again, that's only if it's open. Because I, like I said, the wind, the snow that was swirling around, I don't know. Maybe the cameras couldn't do it. I don't know. I don't get it. But anyway, it is what it is. But the bottom line, Mr. Snoop got all his shots. And all the girls there at the Sioux Animal Hospital love Mr. Snoop. They think he's so cute. I say, yeah, Snoop Dogg is in the house. And they all cracked up. And I got to meet Caitlin, the new veterinarian doctor there at the Sioux Animal Hospital. I've had her on the show a couple of times, but I finally got to meet her and now know what she looks like. So pretty interesting to get to meet her and see her. She was busy with a patient, but she came out to see me. That was fun. And I also had one of the other girls in the office says, oh, my dad listens to you all the time. You're Chuck and Randy? Yeah. Well, my dad listens all the time. Oh, I'm so sorry. And they laughed. I said, would you like to take a selfie so you can send it to your dad? She's like, oh, my God, that would be so cool. So we got some pictures, and she forwarded it to her dad. And, you know, it's funny because even the lady at the toll booth, whenever I cross, I ask if they listen to 97.7 FM. And one lady, when I cross, says, oh, yeah. The oldies, 60s and 70s. I go, yep, that's our station. She goes, yeah. She goes, your voice sounds familiar. Are you Chuck or Randy? And I'm like, yep, that's me. So it was fun to interact with her. I didn't get to catch her name, but a really nice lady. And she did say that she listens to the music. Coming back, the other lady, the shift change must have taken place. Another lady was there, and she never heard of me, and she never heard of the radio station. So I said, 97.7 FM, listen to the music. You'll be hooked. So greatly appreciate those guys. I miss Pat. Pat was cool. I had fun with Pat. Like to find out where he's at. Pat, if you're listening, send me a text. I haven't heard from you in a long time. One short story about Pat. Vicky and I wintered down in Florida back in, what was that, 2023, I believed. We were down there for a few weeks in Florida, in the center of the state. And we were at this RV park, going through it, taking a look to see what amenities they had and different things. We were already at one park, but we went through another one. And Pat was walking down the street. I'm like, shut up. I'm like, dude, what are you doing here? You should be at the Mackinac Bridge taking tolls. And he laughed. He goes, nope, I'm on vacation. I said, well, good for you, dude. It's like, Chuck or Randy? And I'm like, oh, my God, it's Pat. And Vicky's like, Pat who? I said, the toll guy from the Mackinac Bridge. It was fun. Hadn't seen him in a long time, and then we went all the way to Florida. Penny says, yes, Patrick is awesome. I don't know if he listens to the show anymore. Pat, calling Pat, if you're there, if you're listening. All lanes will accept the Mac Pass at any time. If one is dedicated open, the credit card users cannot use that lane.